Hi, this is Sifu Anthony, and in this audio, I'm going to take you through a guided meditation on loving kindness, also called metta. Let's begin. So sit comfortably in a chair or on a meditation cushion on the floor. Sit upright, but nice and relaxed as well. Check that your jaw is relaxed. Don't clench the jaw. Just keep it relaxed. And also relax your chest. Don't puff the chest out. Don't let it collapse too much either, but just keep it nice and soft. With your chest nice and soft, your breathing can soften as well. So take a nice breath in gently through the nose, and then breathe it out gently through the mouth like this, with a gentle ha sound. The breath need not be very deep. Just continue breathing in gently through the nose, and then out gently through the mouth. It should be natural and very relaxing. Good. Now, for this meditation, I like to place my hands in the traditional prayer palms, with the palms touching and the fingertips pointing up. But you can place your hands wherever you like, on your lap, in another posture that feels comfortable to you, whatever you like. Now, close the eyes gently if you like. And let's start with stage one of the loving kindness meditation. Stage one is easy. Think of someone you love and send them warm, tender, kind thoughts. This can be someone living or someone who has passed on. It can be a pet, and it should be very easy. You should already be feeling these warm, tender thoughts towards this person or this animal. Continue to breathe gently and let the loving kindness flow. Just wish them well, wish them health, happiness. If they've passed on, then you're wishing them peace wherever they are. Breathe. Good. Now, stage two, we take these same loving, kind feelings and try to apply them to somebody that we don't know very well. So, someone that you have neither strong feelings of negativity or positivity. So you might choose a cashier or a barista or someone who you've seen and you've encountered in your life, but you don't really know. And send them loving kindness. This will be slightly more challenging than the previous stage, but you can still do it. Let those feelings continue. Keep the momentum of the loving kindness going. And send this person good thoughts, even if you don't know their name. Just wish them well. Breathe. And let the warm, tender, kind thoughts flow. Good. Breathe. Good. Now, stage three, the hard part. Send loving kindness to someone who you have a negative charge toward. This should be hard. That's the whole point of practicing this. If it were easy, then it would flow just like in stage one. But it's not easy, so we practice. So send loving kindness to this person or a group of people in spite of the negativity. Breathe. Wish them well. Don't wish them harm. Don't give in to hatred. Instead, breathe and wish them well. Wish them health and happiness, even though it's hard to do. Breathe. Try to relax. Make sure your jaw's relaxed. Soften your chest. Good. Just doing your best, sending loving kindness to this person or this group. Good. Now, stage four. Bring the loving kindness back to yourself. Send warm, tender, kind thoughts to yourself. Breathe and feel good about yourself for a moment. This meditation is not easy. You deserve credit for giving it a good effort, which requires courage. Give yourself some kindness for choosing this path of peace. Love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love your enemy, and you can't even love your friends and your family to your full potential. So breathe and send warm, tender, kind thoughts to yourself. Good. Breathing and softening. Very good. Now, before we close, center yourself and your energy. Don't worry about what that means, but just bring your attention to your lower belly, your dantian in Chinese, somewhere below the belly button, which is the physical and the energetic center of your body. Feel nice and centered. And then rub your hands a little bit, warm them up. Then wash your face with your hands. This is a transition back from a meditative state. It's very helpful. Wash your face. And then if you like, you can get up and walk around and loosen up. This is the end of this guided meditation. I sincerely hope that you will practice it often with the guided meditation or without it. One way or another, it is my hope that you will incorporate loving kindness into your regular routine. This is Sifu Anthony, wishing you health and happiness, and signing off.